Yeah, you know Trevor, my friend who lives in the bin.
Welcome to the Pebble Boys. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Pebble Boy.
We're not really. This is Jumping the Turnstile. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Zucco.
That was just a little bit of a...
bit of a gag.
Bit of a gag from last week. We're doing a bit of an update on last week's story, which was the Phantom Pooer.
Got the soundboard back.
Yeah.
And just for one night only.
The fabulous soundboard. It's going to be one of those, guys.
Sure is.
Yeah, a current affair.
Yeah, because you're talking about the Phantom Pooer, which we'll get into good and proper.
Poopra.
But you said you couldn't speak of it because of the news article pending.
Yeah.
And you weren't telling a lie because the next day... you
it
text
was on
me.
The current affair.
Yeah, check on the current affair, Channel 7. Channel 7, Channel 9.
Only on 9 now. It turns out a current affair is pretty funny.
It's
they're pretty funny.
Far out, but like from the turnaround, from the send to broadcast... that means a slow week.
Well, right? They've got to jump on these poo stories.
They do, don't they?
They really do. Before it gets loose.
Oh, did you want that or did you want...
I want a ding. Oh. I want a ding every time we say something okay. That's a punny. Poo pun.
Poo pun. Okay. There's one.
Yeah. They were... They did
a special report.
A very special episode.
It was a very important date. It's hard to lean around. I need to get this closer to my noggin.
Yeah, and they were quite clever. Oh, so they close. Got more poo puns than we did. Done.
Oh, I think we've got a couple of good ones in.
Yeah.
I like it. And what do we do? Do we play the report?
Yeah, we'll report.
So what about if you play the report and then we'll commentate?
In between.
In betweensies, because right. There was a couple of good gets.
Yeah, a couple of good gets from the current affair team.
Team.
Let's see, we're just lining up here.
Only a 9.
A 9 now. All right, here we go. Right by the Australian government camera. Yep. Bit tinny.
Yep. When you got to go, you've got to go. But maybe not outside a family home in full view of security cameras.
Yeah.
Patricia's fed up by a man caught time and time again doing his business on her front lawn. And we're not talking a number one here.
Two music.
Man doing his business on the curbside.
Your curve is a...
my curve.
Toilet.
Yes.
It's the curbside dumping, taking on a whole new meaning.
Dump and hole.
Ah, yeah.
So we just paused it. On my footage, because it's thermal, you actually get to see, and you pointed out last week, that the shites were actual pebbles. He was doing... because they don't show it on the current affair.
Well, I think she mentions it, so continue.
All right, let's keep going.
You've got no idea who this guy is?
No, I have no idea who he is.
Yes, you do.
I don't recognise him.
A turd left on Patricia's turf.
Patricia.
By a mystery man with an unusual habit.
He's just a shameless pig.
The latest bout a week ago. Just after 6 in the morning, the man in this van is about to strike. He appears to be dressed like a tradie, jumping out and walking to the passenger door.
Mm-hmm.
He drops his dacks and does the dirty deed, even pulling out some wipes and leaving them behind. A stunned Patricia later forced to clean up the unwanted deposit.
I was hot smoked. Everyone I've showed it to has been
laughing. According to Patricia, this man's done his business more times than she can count in the exact same spot outside her home in the Melbourne suburb of Oakley.
Ooh, yeah.
at least 15 times over the last 3 years.
Jeez Louise.
Most times it's during the darker mornings.
He just doesn't give a shit.
Just down the road, there's 3-4 petrol stations. There's Hungry Jack's, there's KFC.
Yeah, they're so close.
Why stop here?
Or why not stop at the Portaloo just a few doors down?
Because you're not allowed to.
Stopping at the Portaloo is, he's pointing out, it's a worksite dunny behind a gate.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to do that.
Well, you don't want to be going in those any time of the year.
Is this a, do you think this is a halfway to his destination stop, or is he nearly there?
Nah, somewhat. He's
had his coffee, because it's early morning.
He's percolating.
Yeah.
He's up to, he's brimming.
He's brewing.
it seems like it started 3 years ago, she said.
That's a long time.
So when did she move in? And then check your bloody statements.
Mm.
Did you give a bad review, poor review?
Yeah, did you poor review bad dude?
Bad tradesman.
Did he do you wrong?
Do-do-do-do.
Or did you do him do-do wrong?
Do-do-poo. Here we go, let's get going.
Seems he's totally undeterred.
The first time it happened,
that was a good
it was
one.
Midnight, and I thought that when the bins got emptied out, the coffee beans had fallen on the floor.
Okay, pause.
I was going to pick it up myself.
Oh, God, she thought the coffee beans had been poured out on the floor, right? So that says to me, he's a pebble boy.
He's a pebble boy.
Pebble boy. He is. Ploppin' pebble, coffee, pebble boy.
He's a pebble boy.
He's a pebble boy. Pebble boy.
He's a pebble boy.
Pebble boy.
Coffee, ploppin' pebble, coffee, pebble boy.
But if you
brewing,
can't...
He's literally brewing.
If you can't distinguish between a poo or coffee grounds, there's something wrong with you.
Then the hose should just do the trick. It's not that bad.
All the hose does is spread it.
Yeah.
I think you got a sawdust.
Well, because you're highly versed in picking up shit.
Well, I have dogs.
Dogs. Yeah. So and like because it's fresh out baked out of the oven. So when you're picking up them hot cookies,
steaming barkers, I like to call them.
There's no hose. You don't need no hose.
I don't do no hose.
No. So
I might occasionally get some sawdust on it.
Ugh.
Depends on what they've been eating.
Oh, you'll put the sawdust on.
Yeah.
Are you like a primary school?
Yeah.
Ready for the spew.
Yeah, I like that.
You just chuck a bit of sawdust on it, dry it up, mop it up.
Vaporize. There was a movie about that. Blackjack and the guy, and he invents the spray-on substance to any dog poo, and it just vaporizes.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Let's ring a bell.
Let's say Zoolander guy. What's his name?
Yep.
Righto.
And realized, no, it's either dog poo or something else. So I left it. And then basically that's when I sort of started to think, nah, I need to set up the camera system to find out what it is. And that's when I found out that it's actually a human and not a dog.
Patricia's sick of hosing down her lawn day after day.
It's disgusting. You just don't want to wash someone's feces down the street.
Oh, Pause it.
Feces.
I hate that word.
That's worse than crap, poo.
Yeah.
Borry.
No, because let's
Grogan.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit, right? It's a dirty piece of shit. Let's not get too scientific about it.
Feces.
You know, it's like calling a plant a Borealis maximus.
You don't know what you're saying.
Frilladalius.
Yeah, but it's just like a jack tree.
Yeah, right. Or a flower.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's
leave the feces to the doctors.
Yeah, you know and the I mean? current affair already said shit. Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
I think they beeped it out. Sound effect.
Let's see what else we got here.
Oh, this is the part.
Literally I think that's gross. Definitely that's gross. It's
that's not gross.
The first time someone's been caught.
Right, pause it one more time. Right, so what he just did then was he goes out to a Vox Pop. He went into Oakley proper, down the mall, with the video that you've got, the
unblurred one,
unblurred video, and showing people, which makes
him
a current affair,
the perpetrator,
a perpetrator, right?
Mm.
So if somebody came up to me and went, oh, check out this video of,
of feces to species,
people having a feces, I would be offended by that.
Is that a name for an album?
Species to Species?
Species to Species.
Species to Feces.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and at the end of this show, we should probably play your mate's...
Play homage.
Play your mate's poo song.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Dump It Down.
Dump It Down by...
by Juicer.
Yeah. It's a classic. It's a classic Juicer.
We will.
Okay, so we've got some footage of other perpetrators.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've seen Dan Osborne in him. He's behind the he's taking a crap behind the blue bin, but then just as he's made his deposit, he looks up at the camera and then they freeze frame
and he's in thongs as well.
is he
I would be wanting to wear proper poopra foot attire. Right, let's get this over with.
Yeah, sure.
Leaving himself behind a rubbish bin. Who could forget this jogger in Sydney, relieving herself outside the office of PR queen Roxy Jacinto, or this man in Townsville emptying his bowels behind a red rooster?
Do they do this in France?
In France?
No,
this particular offence speaks to anger and badness to me.
Anger and badness.
It's well organised. I've seen the footage.
It's not well organised. Oh, it's a act of terror. It's a you know, a poo organisation.
Yeah.
You know, he's just I think it's like what is it? Pavlovians. Like
Pavlovian.
It's a reactionary. Yeah. Is that what it is? No, Pavlovians. Yes. When you have a reaction to something, you see something, so he goes past.
Pavlov's dog. Pavlov.
Cat. No, that's Schroeder's. No. But it doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. But he's driven past something, and he's like, "Whoop!
Oh, I've got a shit.
That's not sensation."
But it's that one spot.
Mm.
It's organized. It's as he's gone. This guy's
saying, it's all gone.
He paces the street to make sure there's no witnesses.
Yep.
He's very careful to disguise himself.
No, he's
criminal
not.
Criminal psychologist Tim Watson Munro.
Some people,
criminal psychologist.
Coprophilics there. They love poo.
I've done nothing against anybody, and if, even if I did, that's the lowest you can go.
Oh, so you did then.
I used to see this a lot when I worked in prisons where angry prisoners would bronze up, as they would say.
Somebody knows who this perpetrator is.
Bronze up.
Now, I'll just show you the technology. You can see there, she's put in the security cameras. You can't see the dude's face. You can't see the number plate.
He hasn't hidden. Oh, no, yeah, exactly. It's a security camera.
Yeah.
So,
shit.
Can we see the number plate, please?
Nope.
No good.
So he can be flushed out for good.
If I were you, I'd stop because you're going to get caught.
Is that?
With your pants down. Let's hope police get to the bottom of it.
Yay!
She did it.
We all do it, apparently.
Now, this brings me to another
shocking
part of our conversation. I'm just going to put my arm. What do you call them? Spit guard.
Yeah, okay.
She was saying, oh, I thought it was coffee grinds or dog shit, right? So these are one of these people. I don't know if you've ever come across this. One of my clients, I was out building a fence and he happened to be helping me out.
Isn't that my job?
Yeah. And it was PBS day and they were playing, I don't know, I think it was a country or maybe it was blues. I don't know.
Something.
And
something cultural.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, what's this station?
What's this station?
I was like, you know, PBS.
PBS.
He's like, I was like, 106.7. Right next to Triple J. We've talked about this so many times, right?
Yeah.
If you have been living in Melbourne all your life, 40 years plus,
you've had it.
You've seen the radio state. You've you've got a radio somewhere.
A dial.
A dial, a button. And when you're either locked into Golden Oldies and that is it, that's your jam.
Yeah. Or Smooth FM.
But even when you get into a, let's say, rental car, that's on Fox FM.
Well, then you scan through to have a scan.
Where's Eon FM gone?
What's this?
Why is that jazz? Why is this classical? I don't listen to the classical station, but I know it's an ABC classical station.
Yeah.
Just up from Golden Oldies.
On the dial.
And he's like, never heard of it.
Never heard of it. So you've never seen a sticker
on the back of cars. You've never been to a gig that's got people.
It's sponsored on the bottom. On the bottom of a poster.
It's, confounds me.
It's the same people that don't shift forward when you're coming out of the service station.
Mm.
And there's clearly a spot in front of them. And you're trying to scooch in to get into the traffic because there's someone coming up, you know.
But do they see you?
Yes, right.
So I had a lady.
I see what you're saying.
I had a lady at a job years ago, and it was a nice sunny day, just like today, possibly autumn. And there was a bird, tawny frogmouth.
Mm.
You know the ones? They look like an owl. It's not an owl. It's a tawny frogmouth. Don't let anyone hear you say fucking owl.
Right. Okay.
Because you'll get got.
Because it's an alias. Confliglius.
Anyway, it's a little baby.
Mm.
And a cute little thing with a big beak.
Yep, sure.
And so I go to the kennel. She goes, oh, look at this. Look at this. I don't know what it is. I said, that's this tawny frogmouth.
Tawny frogmouth.
She goes, oh, I thought it was a gecko.
You thought the bird was the gecko.
So, one, does she know what a gecko is?
What's a gecko? Two.
What's a lizard?
Yes.
Do lizards look like birds?
Three. What's a bird?
Wings. Do geckos have feathers?
Do geckos stand up on the power line at night with owl-like eyes?
What gecko bird could she be talking about? Like, is there a bird that sounds like gecko? Cockatoo.
No.
So, what about
tawny, you're thinking scaly. Frogmouth, you're thinking Lizzo.
Yeah, you could do that.
Tawny frog mouth, but she's not going from that end. She's seeing a bird and calling it a gecko.
I think she hasn't seen things.
Yeah.
She's got the blinders on.
She can't see.
Can't see anything.
Can't see him.
Can't see Timmy Taco trying to get out of the driveway.
It's like, I think there's people have UFO blindness.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking, we're all looking, did you see that? Have you seen this? I've never seen anything.
Once you've seen one white Mazda, if you buy a white Mazda, never seen a white Mazda before, then they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Mazda City all over again.
Good choice, Mazda.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't like the blind eye. Mm. Don't like the blind eye. People like it's the right hand side, left hand side.
What do you wipe with?
No, not so much that. On the escalator.
Mm.
Or standing in the mids. Or, you know what I mean?
On their bloody phones.
Yeah.
Back to the
totally unaware.
To the traffic. Like I drove past the bunch of kids. Now, kids, if you're listening, stop. But waiting to catch a bus, and they're all huddled around the bus stop pole, not an actual bus stop.
Yeah.
And one kid's like back to the traffic on his phone, like on the curb.
Right.
And it's just like one foul move. Or your mate just goes, ugh!
Yeah.
And you're flinched.
Friday's
tie day. Is that where you cut everyone's tie?
Well, that was the most extreme one. But the other extreme one was you pull the tie down and choke the bastard.
Choke them to death.
No, but the other one was you just put your finger under it and flip it out of the V-neck jumper.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
That's the passive Friday tie day.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's people are unaware. It's like they're asleep. Actually, I was asleep the other night.
Oh yeah, it's another bloody dream.
It's another recap because I got.
Oh yeah.
Woken up because I was singing in my sleep. Kick, wake up. This week I got woken up by kicks again.
Yeah.
And it was right after I was dreaming about army legs.
Oh, the old lady across the road
from us. Margaret.
Who used to clear. Was that
Margaret? Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And she used to, Mum used to make us go over there. Margaret's alone. Go.
And she used to stand out on the front porch and go, love, army leg. And so we used to call it army leg. Because that's...
Can you clean out my backyard gutters? Yeah,
army leg, army leg. What's wrong? What's wrong, Mrs. Margaret? Anyway, so I was having a dream where there was a tour guide saying, and they say she was buried in her front yard. I was like, mate, I lived here all my life. She's not buried in the front yard. Yeah. So I went through the front door. Mm. As soon as I stepped in, it was a bloody haunted house.
Yeah, it was spooky. Absolutely.
And I was going, Maggie, Maggie, Maggie. And then I got woken up with kicks. She goes, what are you talking about? So
you're lucid. You'll be lucid dreaming, like you're midway.
I think in my dreams, whenever I reach the fever pitch of a scream, a sing, a yell, you know, that kind of thing. It reaches me real life.
I get the...
reaches me real wife too.
Yeah. For reals. Is that a humble brag that you've got a wife? Yeah. Got a wife.
Stars.
I cannot remember what I was going to say then, so it doesn't matter.
But I think what's been triggering me... is because on both of these occasions, Vanessa was having a restless sleep. Sometimes she goes... She rotates, goes down the other end of the bed. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever seen this?
I've seen that. Sometimes if I'm getting a real struggle to get to sleep, I'll go...
Swap ends.
It's colder. Nothing like, it's fresher.
Because if you remember when you used to rearrange your bedroom furniture, and then that night you get the best sleep ever.
But you wake up and you don't know where you are.
So everything's disorientated. So I must... That must be my Pavlovian... is that as soon as she swap ends, I'm going to start singing a tune in my sleep.
Yeah, I find that...
What'd you say? Farting.
I find that when I'm in a deep sleep...
Deep.
The mechanics, I don't know if I said this last time, but mechanics are water mechanics. So...
What's that?
Well, if I want to... If I'm flying, right, I've got a breaststroke I've got to like push the air to get water through mechanics.
It. Okay.
Everything's very fluidy. And everything's very hard to walk. Like, it's very hard to walk.
Okay.
It's so like you're walking water.
Okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to dream dictionary.
Yeah.
Dream dictionary.
And then
you're swimming.
Yeah, and then the falling is another big one where I'll be flying around and then last night I grabbed onto this massive palm tree and then I was like, I've got to get so high up.
I have the high anxiety when you're going to overfloat, overfloat your welcome to earth.
Do you get the anxiety dream of, I'm 45 this year, 46 this year, but I've still got one a week left of school.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how can
Interesting because I've had progressive dreams, right, where I'm gender fluid. No. where it'll start off the first 100 times I have that stupid dream.
Mm.
I'll be at the start of school and then for years and years and years. And then in my dreams, dreaming it over the years, I'm actually getting through school.
So when do we graduate?
Well, the latest one is going back for the last day. I can't seem to get past the last day.
Back to school, like, hey, this kangaroo stole my ball. Yeah. Hey, have a pen. Hey, have a pen.
Hey, we're going to do our exams over here.
Can you put a little sample of that in there?
Yeah, sure.
You're not
going to take it. No, I might. Rodney Dangerfield.
I should have yelled too.
Back to school dreams, you know. And the other one that I have is the apocalypse. When we're at the peak of watching Walking Dead.
Yeah, nice.
And it was zombie this and zombie that. And, it was fear. And then later on, it's like not so scared of the zombies no more. It's like just how long are we going to have to hide for?
Gotcha.
Why is there any cream corn?
Mm-hmm. Should we do a quick snooze review on the Walking Dead?
I haven't watched it.
With Michonne and
No, I haven't watched it.
My boy, we're so in love, me and Michonne. I give it a fucking thumbs down.
Ooh.
Not even a snooze review.
A thumb up the cornhole.
Terrible.
Really? It's one of those, well, we better tie this loose end.
There was so much string to tie up.
Mm.
There was so many loose ends.
Did you want to know what your bloody swimming dream was?
Swimming mechanics. It's not like I'm in water. It's just everything, the air is like fluid.
Swimming through the air can be seen as flying.
Yes.
Though I understand if it feels more like swimming.
No, it feels like flying, but in order to get momentum, I've got to push the air like water.
This dream is about taking chances and feeling as if you've got no safety net beneath you.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's just the way you do.
Yeah.
So.
And I also find to launch up, if I actually do want to fly in my dreams.
Yeah.
It's a basketball diary sitch. Jumping up and down.
I've got an inkling here. I think I know what it's from.
Like this African tribe that they're the jumpy tribe. Jump. And that's what I do. But each time you get a little bit higher and higher. And then eventually I can swim off.
I reckon you were highly influenced as a child by the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory scene. Because they're swimming and flying.
Charlie and Pop Pop.
How are we going to get down?
Charlie. Burp.
Burp.
Burp. Burp.
Let's
remake it.
Let's put fucking Johnny Depp in it.
Let's make Charlie.
So the Johnny Depp collection you guys got going. Video or DVD?
DVD only.
Okay.
Yes.
No JVC, VCR?
Nah.
Right.
I collect.
What are you missing?
Well,
Because Cass had a thing.
Well, when Cass and I first met, when Johnny Depp was doing good movies.
Yeah, right. Dead Man.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Benny and June. Chocolate.
Okay. You
know, quite a few good ones. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so that was quite good.
And we start, every Christmas or birthday, I would get her a bloody new Johnny Depp, primo vid. But then he started coming out with all the shit.
Yeah, but like, and I stopped collecting. Here's the thing.
Right.
That Cass picked her teenage heartthrob. She picked well.
Mm.
Right? Johnny Depp's probably a good one. Mm. Because Vanessa picked Corey Haim.
Dead as a doornail.
Yeah, but we've been watching a shitload of the two Coreys. We're deep in the Coreyverse.
Really?
Deep in the Coreyverse.
Like up to your nostrils.
But we watch all the, it's more a Corey Feldman thing.
Hmm.
You know, with the Michael Jackson dances moves and all that.
Feldman's
kind of stuff.
Guy with the black hair still alive.
Yeah, and he is a walking train wreck.
No, well, they just did a number on him. Yeah. He was a boy star.
He asked to be in those films, let's just say.
The Goonies.
Stop bringing up the fucking Goonies.
It's almost perfect movie.
So what was your movies? You might know me from such movies as Goonies, Stand By Me, and fucking The Gremlins.
Who was he in Gremlins?
Gremlins.
Stephen King movie, the old
What's the other one you just said just 2 seconds ago? Not Gremlins.
Goonie.
Stand By Me. I think it's a bloody...
Is it?
Stephen King short story.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
He's got some shit, hasn't he? Yeah.
I don't even remember writing that.
Here's what we're going to do, kids. Out. So, basically, we've been watching...
Yeah, why that?
Mostly been watching the Corys because I dare you. I've doubled
defy
it.
Defy me. Is that the way
you say it?
Just whatever. Go home, all of you listeners, and just type Corey Feldman into the YouTubes and just watch, just pick something.
Him and his angels, his band.
That's a big saga. that's when he's in his Hugh Hefner phase.
Right.
So it's Michael Jackson with sprinkled Hugh Hefner. The two.
So we're talking robes.
Robes.
Chicks.
Chicks. Rules.
Ah.
Lots of rules.
For the angels, he calls
yes.
them. Yeah.
Narcissism.
Yeah,
and
sprinkling a little bit of.
He's doing a really good job of being a bad actor.
Mm.
And some of those films, when you go, the two Corys, yeah, the two Corys, License to Drive, and the other ones. And when you see the other ones, you're going to go, what in the absolute fuck?
I think I know what.
Happened.
Well, you get chosen as a child actor.
Yep.
To go.
Have you got it in blood?
To do Goonies and to do Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And then you're a good child actor because that's the kind of roles you're doing and you're not really an actor. You're just playing yourself
you're good.
And getting, you know,
and
say
got,
it like this and say
and,
it like
and
that.
And you're good at gooning.
Yeah, goon bagging. Teabag. And I think when you're famous by the time you're 12 and you're hanging out with Jacko and you're doing all the bloody drugs. You
don't
bloody learn your craft. So you go, you just go, get a Corey.
Yeah, or guitar.
Give me a Corey.
Or guitar.
Or
singing. Or drums. I've seen him play drums with one stick. Because he can't coordinate two at the once. Just go put Corey Feldman on
and
watch it.
Deep dive.
I've been diving deep and it is bottomless.
Is it?
So that's what I am mostly been watching lately because I can't seem to get enough. So that's what I was saying, like the passion of Johnny Depp's. He still pulls out a pretty good scene.
Did you see him in the
court case?
Kevin Smith. Well, the court case has a lot to do with poo.
I did see him in the Kevin Smith
movie with the. It's called
Dolores?
Tusk. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a human centipede-esque storyline where a guy likes to kidnap people and turn them into walruses, renovates their face.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I didn't see it. Oh, no, we did watch some of it. Johnny Depp's in that.
Do you get that? In your collection.
Well,
that's what I want to know.
I don't think he's in the title. I don't think he's credited. Like, his daughter's in it. And Kevin Smith's daughter's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Kev's called Johnny and gone, can you do me a solid? Bring your daughter
JD.
Down. Just do us a couple of scenes. But I would get that.
Do you think Johnny asked if he could be in it?
That's called poppin' fresh.
Poppin' fresh.
I don't know. I don't know what I think Johnny needs more money, apparently.
Yeah, because like this is the conundrum I have with my Star Wars collection.
Do you stop?
Well, do I go Mandalorian?
Nope.
Do I go
what's the new trash?
Book of Boba Fett.
Boba Fett characters are kind of cool though.
Do I go Rogue One?
Rogue
One
was good.
Figurines I'm talking about here.
Rogue One,
toy,
yes.
Merchandise.
What was the other one? Good? Rogue One was the good one, wasn't it?
That was
the good one. And then there was one other like that, but it was a TV series.
Andor.
Go to the theatre.
Andor. Go.
Very good. What have I got for requests? I recommend Dash. Mm. I'll tell you this. I'll get off television.
Oh, you gotta go.
You want to go television?
No, I started watching Shogun.
Yeah, good since Shogun.
That's a fucking watching that. And that's a piece of work.
And that's what I was saying, like, a couple of episodes ago. The Japanese culture back in the day seemed very intense.
They were.
Would you say intense?
Intense. They're so angry, angry, peasants, scary men.
You were saying the peasants are petrified.
Terrified. Well, you see them. They bow. They put their heads down. You put your head down too far, it's going to get swarded.
Yeah. Swarded.
And there's a few swords going.
Yeah, and the guy that does him... I couldn't get it right the last time either.
Hakaraka-chagi.
He talks out of place at a meeting with all the other banditos.
Well, he speaks up for his lord.
Yeah.
In favour.
Yeah, you don't say
and
shit.
They don't even say anything. They just look at him and he goes,
"Fuck.
I know I've spoken out of word, so I will end my life and my family line because I spoke out of line."
So he kills the child.
Kills his child.
Baby.
And himself.
Yeah. In a terrible, in a sword way.
Mm.
Like
terrible, terrible guards. Way.
But the wife, she's on the tables now.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, all right.
She's pretty hot.
And she's a clean.
But they're
nine.
She's easy a nine. Only on nine.
Nine. Or nine now.
And it's just full on. And I was saying with this whole new world order business. Mm. I think World War II, or the Pacific.
Specific.
Was one emperor. I don't know if there was an emperor that started that, Japan at that time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they got to him and said, right, go crazy. Or maybe had syphilis. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's like, right, we're going to fucking take over the world.
Different.
Local. Not so local. We're going across the Pacific.
Now's your time.
And we're going to take everyone out. Knowing, like, the enemy or the West, knowing that, right, we got to get rid of these Shoguns, your Rōguns, your Ronins.
Yep.
These men are hard.
Yeah.
These Japanese blokes do not surrender.
No.
Right?
No.
So we need to get rid of the population.
Yep.
First, we get all the soldiers and we kill them on the islands.
Yeah. We got to fantasticize their country with Western, with the Western sheath, like the cities and the product
and then we'll just bomb the shit out of your major two cities.
So, because I'm going to Japan at the end of the year,
keep bragging.
Yeah, you really must go.
Sick. It's gonna be sick,
and we're gonna have to go pretty far out to see any of the thing. But Shogun. This is a perfect time to watch it because now I'm going to go with...
Get a bit of culture.
Now I'm going to go not with like Hello Kitty on my mind. I'm going to be going there with Samurai on my mind. And that's the better way to be.
You only on my mind, Samurai on my mind. I want to see some bamboo buildings over there, Tim.
Yes, we're going to go temples. Good temple.
Good temp.
Yep.
Will you go to the suicide forest?
Nah. We're going to go ride a deer, though.
Ride a deer?
Yeah, because you know that... You know,
a doe?
The deer. A female deer. And... and there's the deers that you can go and visit. And they said, please, to the tourists, don't ride them.
Stop riding the deer.
Who are you going to call out on that? Americans, you reckon?
Is
that a European act?
Well, you know, to save us getting cancelled.
Who is it?
American.
Fuckwits.
Yeah.
You can just say fuckwits in general. Because who the fuck is...
Aussies?
Yeah, see, it smacks of Aussie.
It does, doesn't it?
It smacks of tour bus. You smell the tour bus?
I can smell it right now.
All over that deer? All over that deer's back?
All that sushi.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, sush.
Bad behavior.
You're going to go authentic sush?
Yeah, see, I don't know how I feel about the rawness.
Baby turtles.
You reckon? Do they eat them?
Yeah, man.
Is it?
I think they get down.
Yeah, I'd be interested to try
dolphin, man.
Turtles.
Turtles, nah.
Turtles, not turtles.
You want to avoid smaller animals
because
they have more
parasites,
more mercury and heavy metals and stuff.
So what about tuna fish? Aren't they high in merc?
I think they're pretty high. There was
thirsty
a fish,
merc. Aren't they thirsty in merc?
There was a fish. mercury fish scale I had once.
Mm.
It's like the Bristol stool.
Yeah, okay. How many how many Keurigs?
Yeah, 7 Keurigs. Right, now, let's get rid of that.
Well, speaking of Keurigs, should we get on to the tribute part of the show?
It's a very special episode.
Well, because it's been...
How do we approach this?
Well, we have to tackle this with
respect?
Yeah, I think so, because it's not fair. It's not fair to kick a man while he's
dead.
It's not, is it?
No.
Because you're never allowed to say, how, why, when, where.
Yeah.
But
even if in their lives they were a dick and a prick and a thief, you know.
Easy, back it off, because I was nice to him the entire time. I speak of good old show favourite Trevor.
We've been talking about Trevor for six or 7 years.
Yes, because, and he's a show character. No one's ever seen him apart from us and the security camera.
But no one knows his real name. His name is not Trevor.
No, it's not Trevor. It's other than, what can we say now?
Nah, keep him as Trevor.
Okay.
Just in case I say something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Because, like, it's like if Batman died, can we say it was Bruce Wayne in the news?
No, because Dick Grayson becomes Batman.
Oh, it's the legacy.
There's always going to be a Phantom. Oh, there's always going to be a Batman. There's always a Spider-Man.
If we call him out, a new vigilante bum is going to turn up in my street to take his place.
Didn't he just get replaced? I saw a bum walking up your street.
No, so that bum,
that's
Gav.
Right.
And I said, "G'day, Gav. How you going, mate?" And he said, "G'day, mate."
Rick Sanchez.
and I said, "Hey, I haven't seen Trev around. What's Trev been up to? Is he all right?" "Oh, no, mate, he passed away before Christmas."
So Christmas?
Yeah. So what are we talking here? December?
Whoa. I've seen Trevor's ghost then.
When did you see him last?
Didn't we see him when we were building this fence out here? Or fixing that fence? Didn't he come past? Go ahead, boys. With his gout? His gout foot? He's haunting the fucking...
Wait a minute.
We've seen him before. We've seen him after Christmas, bro.
I don't... I think maybe when we... Because we did two sections of that fence. It might have been the other section.
Oh, we saw a ghost. Anyway, back to...
I don't know about that. It's interesting. Good twist.
What did he say?
What would he be? An apparition?
No, he's a poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
He moves shits around.
He definitely moves stuff around. Yeah, he's been well known for moving
the bushes. Your next door neighbor's bushes. That he remember that day he was just breaking branches. English box.
Yep.
English sempervirens or something, something like that.
He did it.
It's just come back to its full, like, glory.
Took a while, man. Took a while. So Gav said, "Yeah, buddy, he passed away," and I was thinking, oh. He must have died in his bloody bungalow down there, bloody his spunker bunker, his bat cave. Because he was never allowed in the house, and his thing
his
was
mum. He lived with his mum, right?
Yep. I asked about his mum, and she's still kicking. So she outlived him.
That's terrible.
Yep. He never did get the house.
He was aiming at that, wasn't he?
He had his papers firmly set on the property with the heater because he was out in the cold box. he was staying in the what would be like it was a the first place he was staying in was close to the house adjacent. It was like it must have been the old, you know, they used to have old outhouses, and then it looks like a little cubby house, but then you end up putting wood in it. And the walls were
you have to sleep standing up. But
one of the walls had one full panel of laser light.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And that was the window.
Hot in summer.
Ooh.
He's hotboxing.
Cold in winter. And he did hotbox it because he fell asleep with Siggy on his pants. And the place burnt down. He survived it.
His pants?
The place.
Oh, his pants and survived,
though. And his pants. Oh, those, yeah. But such is his fate. Hmm. Do I tell the story or?
Yeah.
He I'll tell part of it because
tell the story of what or how the downfall. Like he went to the party.
Okay, so he went to his son's party, and
he's a fucking ratbag. No,
he's a dirtbag
who hangs out with dirtbags.
Yes, and he is a dirtbag
and worse.
And so they're standing around a bloody fire, and one of the other dirtbags has chucked some fuel on, right?
Like as in?
Wood? As in Mr. Grace.
In petrol?
No, petrol. Fuel.
Fuel as in what you put in your car, yeah, not in your fireplace. Diesel.
So to get the fire going. But and no. Trevor was standing next to it. And it's fucking and burnt him within an inch of his legs, from the knees down, third, fourth degree burns. Wow. And for someone that has severe gout, you've seen the skin is very dry, mobility very flammable.
Is not great.
No, you're not diving out of the way. You're not bloody. You're not Riggs.
I'm coming for you, buddy.
Okay. One day before retirement.
I can hear you.
And
they can always hold their breath way too long in the movies, by the way.
Oh, yeah, when they're swimming.
Way too long.
Yeah, it sucks. So that happened. And I don't, because Gav just rushed through the story. And I couldn't really ask any more questions because I was on my way out.
And it's a bit morbid when you go, yeah, so
what else happened?
What fucking happened to him?
Though? Yeah. But 1-2 skip a few 99 100 must have gone got
painkillers
or a shocking case of the depressions. And
well, I think in Trevor's mind he would have been going, well, how do I come back from this? I'm fucking out there, out of house. I'm in pain. The gout's there's not no going recovery. Away. I can't afford to barely scraggling along.
You saw him. I'm not going to the doctor. Defense.
The only change he had was what he could scrape out of the fucking TAB ashtrays.
Yeah, because it wasn't his undies.
He's checking the back of his own couch for coins. He did that yesterday. He's checking
the back of his couch for ciggy butts.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Coins, he knows there's none there.
Poor and unfortunate.
But, ended up on, let's just say, what's a decent way of saying it?
This is my neighbor calling me Alberto. I'm not answering it.
You don't answer it?
No. He'll go, Jabs. I can't understand a word he says on the phone.
Jabs, when are you coming over to do the tomats?
Yeah.
My frats.
I love my rats. He's my homie.
Okay. He died.
Yeah.
Let's just say he died, and he died on a vacant lot.
By himself.
And he was found in tall grass. Let's just say that. It's not a good end. Not a good end to it.
And even
he did provide many laughs in the podcast. Me,
the coldest heart in the room, I would say. I'd have a very cold, cold, dark heart. Nothing but behind the eyes.
Yeah, he definitely didn't like you.
I did not like him. As soon as he stole my mower,
it
wasn't him.
It was.
He knew about it, though.
Yeah, and he came straight over
and said, told me. Yeah, but then did he get the lawnmower back for me?
No.
No, you had to buy me a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Which I still have.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, get it serviced. That's what you do with your lawnmowers, Tim. Not like yours that's like your handlebars, right?
Yeah.
Punters, listen to this, right?
I've unscrewed it so I could get it in my back at the back of my car.
So why you got
shoelaces?
Pull down.
Fluorescent shoelaces? Tying up.
Your handles
Because when I do the front lawn, I used to just put a stick through the thing and hold the latch up so that I could just like throw the grass.
Comes out the back.
And the stick kept falling out. So yeah. I thought I'd tie it up with some stringo, some shoelaces.
It's a really silly thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah. Because like if you have that little flap open and the grass is coming out the back, oh, that's pretty sweet. You run over a rock.
Yeah, but
guess whose shins are getting bloody?
Yeah, but like I go through me grass and pick out all the Trevors.
Right.
So to speak.
That's pretty funny.
I only thought of that.
It's pretty
funny. Just then, but we'll give it a...
Can I maybe suggest that he's in a better place?
He absolutely is.
I don't think he was one for this new world order.
Mm. Do you think the tragics... There's the winners, there's the sinners, there's the do-gooders that go into the express line. That's what I'm saying in heaven, you know, like when I do all these good deeds and I'm banking up good deeds.
You go to the express line, I have to go through a court case.
You got you have to protest.
It's like the best of, like it's a clip show.
A clip show,
and they're going like, yeah, but
I skip.
That's why I always save worms, spiders, ants if I can. I'm trying to, you know.
Do you know what?
Get ahead of that line.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's like that's an expected good deed of a man of your steed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, true good deeds of good nature that offer
no reward,
right?
Well, what's the reward from getting off the bloody?
No. You know what it is? It's being nice to the Trevors, and meaning it.
I'd much prefer to be nice to the bugs,
to the worms and the bugs. Yeah, but you know what? In the scale of how many people you skip, it's going to get your head in the queue. At the pearly gates. But wait, there's more. You're only going to get through, you're going to get one person at a time per kilo of
snails. So you're saying that a snail's life is worth more than a Trevor's?
Well, think about this. In all those years where we'd destroy all those snails from one go, you've got to catch up on all them. By saving a snail.
What do you think I'm trying to do? Do you know how many flies?
Yeah, so you're still in the... Red or black? Where are we?
We never know what's red or black.
Wagon or off wagon? Which one?
I don't know.
Which one are we?
But
this is what I'm saying.
Okay. Do you believe in reincarnation? Okay. So just
I think it's a choice. I think that's going to be your.
What if I've just saved Trevor's? He comes back as a worm, and I go, I don't want to chop through that worm, and I put him back under the buddy.
What if they what if you go into the court case and they start playing the video and all your family and friends are there and they start playing your life's crimes, crimes of masturbation. And then they go, now we can stop this is your options. We can stop the tapes here.
We can watch all
you
the masturbation.
Go back
yes.
And redo it and no one gets to see this footage ever.
But when you come back.
No. You get to redo it again.
Yeah, but when you die again, are we going to see all the masturbating again?
No. Only if you have a life of masturbation, right? Wow. So you go, but you go back with the intention. No, that's it.
I'm never going to masturbate again.
Never touch myself again, right? But then after after you say you're coming back, they delete the tapes. They shred the files.
Ah, oh, is it?
Yeah, never to be seen. And that's why you reincarnate. So what's going to happen to me, and I hate to do this, is there's going to be a large ceremony where people will be celebrating the footage. They'll come from miles and miles
to watch
the deeds.
How many, like, is doing a good deed like when you do, like, a gig, a free gig or a mate's party, right? Do we have to sit there and watch the whole set again?
No, you get the highlights. You get the highlights.
Oh, that's when he mixed Doughboys with the MC Hammers.
No, we don't have to see the mix and hear the mix 150 times. Not this track again. But what I'm really saying is that from all the bugs you're saving now, that's just the catch-up, right? So that means that they're...
I do other nice
when
things
you,
as well.
Yeah, sure. But when you get to the court case, they're not going to bring up all the bugs that you squish when you're young because you've undone the bugs by saving the bugs.
Yes.
There's a few bugs on my,
I've got
on
a
my
few,
bad list.
I've got a few rats that I've bashed, like, with...
That's pretty
violently.
High. Yeah, that's
with
pretty
shovels.
High. That's with... No, because that came with intention.
I killed a mouse with a Coke bottle, empty. I killed a mouse with a drumstick.
I couldn't even pick up a dead fox because of my good old nature.
What was it called?
Maggots.
It was a geyser of maggots that came out of
it. Is that what it was?
Something about, there is an episode back in the day that has the fox.
Yep. In the title. So that's what you got to do.
Well, it's terrible. I don't like it when people die.
No, of course not.
Unless he wanted to, and then I'm all for it.
I'm going to say he embraced the sweet kiss of freedom.
Hmm.
I would say. But I was going to say in heavens, the outlanders, the outsiders, the rim riders, the far outers.
What was that?
The undesirables.
What's the skateboarding or the rollerblading gleaming the cube?
Gleaming the cube gleamers. the roller boys.
Yeah.
Which is a Corey Haim film. And there's a special queue for them where they get, that's like, you know, when you go to the supermarket and then you get to pay in some cash, but you also get to pay in some coupons. Yeah.
They've got a special job in heaven. Like special they don't coupons. Get full access to heaven, but they're like, you're a good janitor.
That's janitor.
You're a janitor.
Janitor. They do the lines on the ovals.
Ah.
Yeah. Lime.
Hey, Mrs. H, can I mow your lawns?
Yeah, g'day, Mrs. H. G'day, Mr. G.
No, what's the...
Mr. God. That is. How's that?
Margaret. What was that?
Margie. Margie's getting up there.
She was a bit of a cow, though.
Yeah, she's a bit of a cow.
I think she annoyed her husband to death.
Yeah, no, he... Yeah.
Do you know, he just died of the old 1960s, I was an old cunt, like at 50. Yeah. And then died at 55. Heart attack.
He died of life.
I think it's the lard in the cooking.
Mm.
Not so much the eggs. It's the lard that you cook it in.
Yeah, right. Lard.
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 You know, our pop used to do it, an egg floater.
Ugh.
So you get lard.
Well.
You heat that bastard up. And then you crack the egg into the lard. Calling it a...
egg... floater.
Egg floater. Okay. Hot toddy.
Then what's an egg flip? Stop a fart.
That's ready fart. Well, I think I've had enough of the farting.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, until the next time somebody bloody does a
dodgy. I will say I'm going to my brother-in-law's wedding this weekend, Sunday. And I tell you, he's a dead set ledge because he's just doing the... what do you call it? The registry.
Yep.
8 people are invited for this one.
Yeah, that's good.
Cost you nothing, and then we're all going to the casino for a buffet.
Casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm going to do?
Bet your life away.
I'm going to get all the cash I can.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
put it on red.
I'm going to fucking put it all on red.
Let's hit predicts. You got to hit him with the 53s.
Last time we went to the casino,
we
went with, it was Dad's birthday or something, us 5 boys. And we
for
went
the somewhere for some McGregor fight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The McGregor fight, right?
Yeah.
You and I bet $20 and then went, fuck this.
Yeah.
We lost it straight away.
Straight away. Steve cashed up.
Yeah. He was playing them roulettes.
Yeah.
But if you just go odds, evens, black, red, you can...
You got 50-50.
50-50s. Yeah. You can do it. And I'm playing too.
You're going to go the 50-50s.
I want to play.
I've got a feeling about that number.
I want to do roulette and maybe some 21 blackjack. Nah, I don't know the codes. Hit me. You're not on 19, sir. Hit me again.
And again.
You're on 23 now.
No, seriously, hit me.
Yeah.
Stop me from betting any longer.
I think it's going to be absolutely horrendous. It's like a Tabaret on steroids, the casino.
Oh, it's disgusting. I hate that fucking place. Yeah, the everything about it. Everything. And you should see the back end behind the Oz's curtain where the performers and the deliveries dwell.
Where the morgue is.
There's a morgue there.
There's a morgue in every casino.
So you lose your mortgage, you go down to the morgue's inch. Yes.
That's pretty good. That's pretty fun. Pretty clever, Tim.
Straight to the morgue. Yes, but I've been in the back end of it, and down there they're a bunch of fucking pricks. I hate that place.
Good.
I vow never to go back.
Yeah, okay.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Worst place to do gigs.
Worst place to lose your mortgage.
It is. Worst place to fucking visit.
Well, it's been amazing.
Mm.
Alberto's calling me again. Maybe it's serious. I better answer it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, mate. How you going? No, I'm not. I'm still out, mate. Yeah, yeah. I will. I'll come over. When I get home, I'll come over. Oh, okay. Yep. No worries. I'll help. I know what it is. No worries, mate. See ya. Bye.
Thank you very much, James.
Yeah, he's the best, man. He can't get his roller door down.
Ah, fuck.
And the last time I went over, I just went click. Because his hands are short and he's like weak.
Yeah, and his hands are made of
bricks. He's probably 89, maybe 90, and he's strong. Well, he's not weak.
Mm, okay.
Strong as a bloody ox. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to have your soft, supple skin touched by his violently hard brick fingers, would you?
No.
Bricklaying fingers. All right. So
I've got fences to build. I've got things to do. I've got quotes to write and bloody.
You got Alberto's to save.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. They put that much talk that up as a fucking skip the fucking queue.
Yeah. Every time I've seen him up a ladder, I've gone, hey, get
we're watching.
Down.
Okay. We're watching. Yeah. And Alberto's more points than a Wormo.
Yeah,
let's
I reckon. I think he might love me more than his own son because I don't think I've ever seen him.
Yeah, he's a prick. Alfonso.
Yeah.
Alfonso. James. All right, that's good. Go save Alberto and save the world and save your soul while you're at it.
Thanks, Tim. I will. This has been a pleasure. Thank you for listening. I've been Jezbot.
I've been Timmy Tago.
We'll see you next week. And we're getting close to 400 people.
Oh, yeah. Due for another fucking best of, I reckon. Yeah, nice one.
Court case.
Right. See ya.
They hop, they duck, they climb. They go through two at a time.
Yo, jumping the turnstile. Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. That technique is like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice. I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, but I do it, I get away
because there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying a $2.25.
That's the technique. I'll pull the turnstile back. Like that. Boom, boom. My upper body is not moving. It's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.